Next up, we're going to move into a little more rock and roll. When Dire Straits released their self-titled debut album in February of 1978, the music industry barely paid attention. Fortunately for the band, Karen Berg, working at Warner Brothers New York, did. With her backing, the band was booked to tour as the opening act for the Talking Heads. The success of that tour led to a U.S. recording contract with Warner, followed by the release of their debut album worldwide this time. The disc would reach the top 10 in every country in Europe, while climbing to number 2 on the U.S. charts. In early 79, they launched their first headlining tour, playing 51 sold-out concerts over a 38-day period. Sultans of Swing, the single from their album, which was released during that tour, scaled the charts to reach number 4 in the United States and number 8 in the United Kingdom. This soundboard recording captures Dire Straits during their breakthrough in early 1979 at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on March 6th. Check this one out, as it captures the band as they took the world by storm, rising from obscurity to being nominated for 2 Grammy Awards for Best New Artist and Best Rock Vocal Performance by a duo or group for Sultans of Swing in just 18 months. So sit back and let the Tune Meister rock you. But first, a few short words from our sponsor. Huh? What's that? You say we don't have a sponsor yet? Okay. Well, what the hell? Well, spark one up anyway. And we'll check out the Dire Straits right after a quick station ID. Rock on. You're listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. All right, well, here's another one that's not on the record. We'll just boogie around a little while. Eastbound Train, it's a London Tube song. Here we go.
Underground.
Station, I'm going on home. So you get your ticket standing in the room. You got on the train about a 2:44. I couldn't get a smoker, I took another car. Yeah, we got the end of the line for that team. Standing right behind me, I'm a feeling free. Get to my land, the road, and my heart skips a beat. You're standing right beside me, I'm shaking in my seat. Sweet for me, and had a drink on food. I'm riding on the central, I'm looking at you. Oh, yeah. Woman on the eastbound train. Sometimes I want to see you again. When you got off the train, you never looked behind. Can't get you out of my mind. But moving on these boundaries. Sometimes I want to see you again. You've got a decent sound there if you're sitting in your car or wherever you are. Southbound. We'll be right back. Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Here's one from the record. In fact, for everybody who's sort of listening to the radio right now, we'll be, I want to say hello to everybody on the radio. Yeah. This is from the record, Border of Love. Well, thank you. Thanks very much. We're having a really good time indeed, you know, since we've been away. One thing that I'd like to say is that we, you know, when we play in live gigs, we really like to play new songs. That, you know, instead of just coming in and playing the album and then and going off. So what we'd really like to do is play some new songs, but we'll play them, if we can play them at the end of the radio thing, that'll be better. So sorry all you people out there who are listening on the radio. But we'll save the new, I think we've got to... It seems that we have to do it for like copyright things. So if you want to stick around in the theatre, you know, we'll play some new songs after we finish with the radio show, yeah? Okay. So there's one from the... There's one that never got onto any record at all. So, just throw it in for fun. So, what's the matter, baby? Here's one called... Lions. Thank you. and a girl is there, eeling out across the square. The wind it blows around in her hair, and the flags upon the pole. Waiting in the crowd across at the light, she looks around to find the face she can lie. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ho, 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 ho.
Couldn't be. Oh, no, no.
kind of thing at all. You take an empty canvas, you're sticking it on the wall. Where is all the feather, all the phonies and all of the fakes? While the dealers, they get together and they decide who gets the first. A gallery.
This is heaven, heaven speak to me now. Don't you seem so proud?
There we go. Give it up for Dire Straits. Dire Straits was Mark Knopfler on lead guitar and vocals, his younger brother David Knopfler on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, John Ilsley on bass and backing vocals, and Pick Withers on drums and percussion. They were together 11 years from 1977 to 1988. And got back together for a brief reunion in 1991 to 1995. And their killer album, Brothers in Arms, sold 30 million copies. And it was the first ever album to sell 1 million copies on CD. Dire Straits.